Show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man.
In the beauty of Kyoto, it is meeting young and fair. Her eyes are shone like diamonds, she longed to gold in her hair. When the countryman came riding, he came to her daddy's gate. After all, the milk rats died, he came at the stroke of eight.
Steppin' on Mary, my fine daughter, steppin' on Mary if you can. Steppin' on Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the countryman. Show your legs to the countryman.
Well, I've come to court your darling Mary of the golden hair. I have gold and I have silver, I have lands beyond compare. I will buy her silks and satins in a gory for her hand. I will build her a mansion and have servants to demand.
Steppin' on Mary, my fine daughter, steppin' on Mary if you can. Steppin' on Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man.
Sir, I love the soldier, I have pledged to him my hands. I don't want your house, no money, I don't want your good, no land. There his father spoke up sharply, you would do as you are told. You may not have on Sunday, you wear a ring of gold.
Steppin' on Mary, my fine daughter, steppin' on Mary if you can. Steppin' on Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man.
There's a deep stream running by. It was there the day he found Mary. She drowned with a soldier boy. In the colors there is music. You can hear it, daddy says. Steppin' on Mary, my fine daughter, Sunday do we dead.
Steppin' on Mary, my fine daughter, steppin' on Mary if you can. Steppin' on Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Steppin' on Mary, my fine daughter, steppin' on Mary if you can. Steppin' on Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man. Show your legs to the country man.
It's of the brave young highwayman the story I will tell. His name was Willie Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. 'Twas on the Kilwert Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, both brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. One day upon the highway, as Willie he went down, he met the mayor of Cashel, a mile outside the town. The mayor, he knew his features, and he said, "Young man," said he, "your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me."
And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, both brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
Now Brennan's wife had gone to town, provisions far to buy, and when she saw her Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. She said, "Hand to me that tenpenny," as soon as Willie spoke, she handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak.
And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, both brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
Then with this loaded blunderbuss did truth thy will unfold. He made the mayor to tremble and robbed him of his gold. £100 was offered for his apprehension there, so he with horse and saddle to the mountains did repair.
And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, both brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
Now Brennan being laugh at them with scorn, until at last was said, by a false-hearted woman he was cruelly betrayed. And it's Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, boat brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the Moor. And it's Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, boat brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the Moor.
Knock one, two, three on the wall, that will be a secret call. You'll find me under your spell, secret safe I won't tell. Knock one, two, one, two, one, two, three. I see you across the room. I can't keep still. You're my thrill. Can't you see?
You're listening to The Irish Show on WVKR 91.3 FM. Independent radio from Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York. This is Imelda May, Knock 1, 2, 3. All right, I'm going to put on a news story from Ireland, from Radio Telefiche Éireann, RTE, Ireland's national public broadcaster. We have permission from RTE to share these programs with you in the Hudson Valley. And you can always check out RTE's website, rte.ie. Great source of information about Ireland, and it's free of charge. Whoops.
Petrol resources said they'd found an oil field off the southwest coast. Although I should mention, according to the Irish Independent, they were talking about a fine.
All right, I've got some interference coming in on my computer here. I'll have to sort that out. Give me 2 minutes on that.
There was a man who took a wife to walk beside him through his life. They walked through sunshine and through rain. They walked through pleasure and through pain. She wore a dress of yellow gold. She was a wonder to behold. And underneath a purple sky, she was the apple of his eye. And when the moon rose in flight and stars weren't blazing in the night, they crept into each other's dream and slept beside a silver stream. They flew together through the air and landed on a distant shore. They walked along a golden strand. They walked together hand in hand. She was not the easiest woman in the world to get along with, if you understand. But then again, on the other hand, he may not have been the easiest man. But when the moon rose in fright and stars went blazing in the night, they crept into each other's dream and slept beside a silver stream. The world will turn and the rivers flow. The sun will shine and the winds will blow, while angels in the afterglow will light their candles in the snow. There was a man who took a wife to walk beside him through his life. They walked through sunshine and through rain. They walked through pleasure and through pain. She wore a dress of yellow gold. She was a wonder to behold. And underneath a purple sky,
that was Cork man John Spillane. There was a man. All right, I'm trying to sort out my computer problems here at Vassar College. Some sort of interference coming in online there. So I will have to hold off on those reports. This is a one-man operation, one-man show. This is independent radio, non-commercial. We don't get paid. And so you improvise and you adapt and try and solve the problems. I may not be able to solve it. It seems to be a bigger network problem in the college here. So I'll go back to music. Here's Christy Moore.
I want to reach out over the lock and feel your hand across the water. Walk with you along an unapproved road, not looking over my shoulder. I want to see, I want to hear, to understand your fears. But we're north and south of the river.
has turned me over. A young man running from what he didn't understand. As the wind from the lock just blew colder and colder, there was a badness that had its way. Love wasn't lost, it just got misled. North and south of the river, north and south of the river.
Christy Moore, North and South of the River. A little bit of Bono there coming in at the end. So if you want to give me a call here in the next couple of hours, it's 845-437-7178. This is the Irish Show. Every Tuesday morning, 2 hours, commercial-free Irish music. And thanks for the call, Dave. And here's your song. This goes out in memory of your brother, Johnny.
the pain and the passion, the tears and the laughs and the lies.
My darling once told me that loving was better than living, and I told her survival for me was the easier game. I couldn't live with her, now it's I can't live without her. I thought I'd feel different, but somehow I still feel the same.
Can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
I'll pick you up after school. Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WVKR 91.3 FM, independent radio from Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York. My name is Brendan Daly. And you're listening to The Irish Show, so thanks for joining me this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Ronnie Drew and Eleanor Shannon.
Good evening. Couple more years on ya, baby, that's all. I've had more chances to fly, more places to fall. It's not that I'm wiser, it's just that I've spent more time with my back to the wall. And I picked up a couple more years on ya, baby, that's all.
You've walked a couple more roads than me, baby, that's all. Tired of running while I'm only learning to crawl. But I'm going somewhere.
And I've been to somewhere and found it was nowhere at all.
And you've picked up a couple more years on me, baby, that's all.
You'll smile at a man strong and tall. You'll say, I've got a couple more years on ya, baby, that's all. I've got a couple more years on ya, baby, that's all. I've had more chances to fly, more places to fall. It's not that I'm wiser, it's just that I've spent more time with my back to the wall. And I've picked up a couple more years on you, baby, that's all. I picked up a couple more years on you, baby, that's all.
Thank you. Take my whole life to you, for I can't help falling in love with you. I can't help falling in love with you.
That's Luca Bloom, Christy Moore's younger brother there. Can't help falling in love with you. Playing extra little sets of music here. As I try to fix this computer, I want to play the news reports from Ireland, but unless I can figure out what's causing this interference, I won't be able to do that. Anyway, stick with me. Here's a blast from the past.
I got a gal who's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her.
He's gonna walk up to my gate and see if he can get it straight, 'cause he wants her. He's gonna ask her.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. You's is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame and your heart's done gone out.
A woman is a creature that has always change. Just when you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
Is you or is you ain't my baby, baby, baby? Boy, the way you're acting lately makes me doubt.
See here, who's been cutting me?
You's still my baby, 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 baby. Boy, it seems my flame in your heart's done gone out.
Oh, blackout. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change and took my chain.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new.
Maybe baby's found somebody.
Is my baby still my baby too?
Right, that was the Andrew Sisters with Bing Crosby, and I can't resist this one. Here's a song. This is for General Petraeus.
Was a famous trumpet man from old Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft, but then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la, a toot de blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump a to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da da do da da do do. He blows it a to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Sleep with Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da, 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 da.
When he plays reveille, he's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. I took a stroll down the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking the world down to Salt Hill Prom with a Galway girl.
were halfway there when the rain came down on the day I. She asked me up to her flat downtown on a fine soft day I. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a swirl. And I lost my heart to a Galway girl. So when I woke up, I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, what would you do? Oh, if her hair was black and her eyes were blue. You see, I traveled around.
Irish singer Mundy with Sharon Shannon, Galway Girl. You're listening to WVKR 91.3 FM. And if you want to give me a call here, it's 845-437-7178. My name is Brendan Daly. 2 hours of Irish music every Tuesday morning. So thanks for listening.
In the hills of West Virginia lived a girl named Nancy Brown. There never was a finer lass in village or in town. Now Nancy and the deacon climbed the mountainside one noon. They had barely reached the summit when then very, very soon they came rolling down the mountain, rolling down the mountain. They came rolling down the mountain past the shack. For she wouldn't give that deacon anything that he was seeking. She remained as pure as Pappy's apple jack. Then there came the local trapper with his phrases soft and fine. Took Nancy up the mountain, but as soon as she read his mind, they came rolling down the mountain, rolling down the mountain. They came rolling down the mountain past the dam. She remained, as I have stated, not the least contaminated. She remained as pure as West Virginia ham. Then there came the city slicker with his $100 bills. Took Nancy in his Packard and they drove up in the hills. And they stayed up in the mountains, stayed up in the mountains. They stayed up in the mountains all that night. She came down in the morning early, more a woman than a girlie. And her father chased the hussy out of sight. Now she's living in the city, living in the city. Now she's living in the city mighty swell. She is drinking beer and skittles and eating fancy victuals. And the West Virginia hills can go to hell.
That was Irish New Yorker Gregory Green with his Nancy Brown song. Again, the phone number here, 845-437-7178, if you want to give me a call. Play a request for someone. You too, it's the sweetest thing. I read during the weekend there that Bono and his wife are moving to New York. His two daughters are here in college, doing very well for themselves, but he's coming over. All right, Richard, thanks for the phone call, and thanks for listening over there in New Windsor. Here's your song. This is the Irish Tenors.
There's a tear in my eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all.
With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, so there's never a teardrop should fall.
With your sweet lilting laughter, like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be. You can smile all the while, or all other times smile. So let's smile a smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, what is life?
With a little Irish laughter, you
can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away.
Oh, the smile in your heart is the loveliest part, and it makes even sunshine more bright.
Like the linnet's sweet song, crooning all the day long, comes your laughter so tender and light.
For the springtime of life is the sweetest of all, and there's never real care or regret. For the springtime is ours throughout all.
Tenors, you're listening to WVKR 91.3 FM, independent radio from Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York. Thanks for listening out there. And again, if you want to give me a call, 845-437-7178.
Thank you. kettle drums, swallowtail coats, tablecloths, and patent leather shoes, bathing suits, and bowling balls, and clarinets and rings. Well, this radio really needs is a fuse, a tinker. Soldiers, things, his rifle, his boots, full of rocks. Oh, and this one is for bravery. When this one is for me, and everything's a dollar in this box. Cufflinks and hubcaps, and trophies and paperbacks. It's good transportation, but the brakes aren't so hot. Neckties and boxing gloves. This jackknife is rusted. You can pound that dent out on the hood. A tinker, a tailor, a soldier's things, his rifle. This one is for bravery. Oh, and this one is for me. And everything's a dollar in this box.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
I love Dan, and I promised to stick with him through thick and thin. He was in Afghanistan, and he's been through a lot, and things I can't even imagine, and I mean, I'm doing what I can, but he doesn't talk about it. He's not the same, which makes our relationship even harder. I mean, I'll try to comfort him, but he pushes me away, and I just don't know how to reach him.
You may not know what to say, but we can help start the conversation. Visit supportyourvet.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
It's a long and a dusty road, a hard and a heavy load, and the folks that I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad, some are good, some have done the best they could, and some have tried to ease my troubled mind. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've been wandering through this land, just doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as worried as can be, and it looks like they are wondering too. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Well, I had a little girl one time. She had lips like sherry wine, and she loved me till my head went plumb insane. But I was too blind to see she was drifting away from me, and my good gal went off on the morning train. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. If you see me passing by, and you sit and you wonder why, and you wish that you were rambling too, nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, lace them up and bar the door. Thank your stars for the roof that's over you. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
That was Johnny Cash, and before him, Tom Waits. WVKR 91.3 FM. Again, the phone number here, 845-437-7178, if you want to give me a call. 2 hours every Tuesday morning from 10 o'clock till noon, so I've about an hour left. Here's Luke Kelly.
On Raglan Road, of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along. Of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tart, and I'm not making hay. Oh, I loved too much And by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and the stone and word and tin to without stint. I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I had loved not as I should, a creature made of clay. When the angel the clay he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day.
Yeah. against the famine and the crown. I rebel, they brought me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity.
Still hold a tune.
Still hold a tune.
Lock on the lid. in the stale, stale
room. In the changing of the moon.
Maybe it's not that easy. Or maybe it's not that hard.
In the stale, stale room.
Maybe they could release me.
Stale, stale.
Let the people decide. I've got nothing to hide. I've done nothing wrong. So why?
Who live near are dying. The world is dying. The whole damn world is dying. And oh, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more abuse from man can she stand? Can she stand? The world is dying. Whole damn world is dying. Oh. We'll be right back.
That's a band from Dublin called The Thrills. Not for all the love in the world. You're listening to The Irish Show on WVKR, independent radio from Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York. Here's a New York band, The Prodigals. The Prodigals, Tuesday Morning. That's a song by the Pogues originally. Anyway, today's show, a lot of music because my computer isn't working here in the studio. And because this is college radio, we don't get paid. I volunteer my time for this. And it's a one-man operation. So when something gets broken, you struggle and you try and solve it. But yeah, I didn't get it working, so that's why no news today from Ireland. If you want to check out news from Ireland, RTE.ie is a great source of information. Radio Telefiche Éireann is Ireland's national public broadcaster. And we have permission here at Vassar College to share their programs with you. But not today due to technical issues. But if you're at home and you want to see what's going on in Ireland, go online to RTE.ie. Here's a Belfast man, Seamus Kennedy.
At the turn of the century, there was a famous music hall entertainer in England. His name was Jack Judge, and he was of Irish extraction. His folks came from County Mayo, I believe. But he wrote a song that became world famous. And the song I'm about to sing tells how he came to write the song. And it also describes the events leading up to World War I. And if you listen closely, you may notice a parallel with modern events in this particular song.
King Edward VII, whom some called the peacemaker, died in 1910.
He was buried at Windsor, and in the procession were the finest and highest of men. There were 9 crowned kings, 30 proud princes, leaders of many a land. And old Kaiser Bill stood next to King George with his field marshal's baton in hand. Crippen was captured the very same year that Halley's comet flashed by. The first of the labor exchanges was opened the year the old king died. The Sydney Street Siege of 1911 saw anarchy die in the flame. In London in June, King George and his queen played their coronation game. Peace with a gun, said the Kaiser in Hamburg, as he watched his new battleships. King George made India, Ireland and Wales places for right royal trips. Titanic was launched the day of the Derby, and London's last horse bus was shelled. Suffragettes marched demanding their rights when in came 1912. Jack Judge went down to West Bromwich Town to welcome the brand new year. He went to a pub and he had a little sup, for he liked his pint of beer. When he had a few, he began to sing, and his voice he lifted high. My name is Jack Judge, and I'll write you a song from Old Bury Town of my. My name is Jack Judge, and I'll write you a song from Old Bury Town of my. Now a Birmingham man who was sitting close by heard what Jack did say. A pound to a penny, said he to Jack, you can't write a song in a day. Well, Jack Judge laughed and sang another song, and he said, I'll take you on. I'll write you a song this afternoon that I'll sing before day is done. I'll write you a song this afternoon that I'll sing before day is done. Well, Jack Judge laughed and he sang another song, and he called for a pint of beer. Then he caught the train to Staley Bridge. That night he was due to appear. On the very first day of 1912, old Jack Judge won his bet. And the song he made and sang that day we never will forget. The song he made and sang that day we never will forget. March 1912, brave Scott and his comrade died as a snowstorm roared. Later that year, good General Booth finally laid down his sword. There were riots in Ireland concerning home rule. Mrs. Pankhurst imprisoned again. Wilbur Wright died, the first of the Flyers, and the Royal Flying Corps was named. Titanic went down in the spring of that year, taking 1,500 lives. The Balkan states blazed from border to border, and death began sharpening his knives. Of the 1910 monarchs who mourned for King Edward, in 1913 few survived. Though some of them lived to a peaceful old age, assassins took most of their lives. Death came calmly to Denmark and Sweden, but elsewhere the murderer's hand claimed the Pasha of Turkey, the king of the Greeks, while Spain was suiting death's plan. And the armies of Europe paraded and postured, the stockpile of weapons increased. At The Hague, as if in grim desperation, they opened a palace of peace. 1914 saw more suffragettes' marches and the Archduke of Austria slain. In less than 2 months, all of Europe was marching, and death was in business again. And many's a lad from many's a family willingly gave of us all. They died in their millions for dubious victory, answering Kitchener's call. As they went to the war in the trains and the troop ships, they sang as they hurried along. And the words echoed back from the graveyards of Flanders, singing old Jack Judge's song. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest gal I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly, and it's farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but my heart lies there.
Well, how do you do, young Willie, my bride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while in the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I need the dawn. I see by your gravestone you're only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the dead march as the lovers you down? Did the band play the last song? Do the pipes play the flowers of the fall? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and forever behind the glass frame? In an old photograph torn but unstained and faded to yellow in a brown and dark frame. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the dead march as the lovers you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the fall? The sun now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer's breeze, it makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gunfire now. But here in this graveyard is still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. Two man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Do they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the dead march as the lovers you down? Did the band play the last Boston chorus? Did the pipes
May the flowers of the fall are green.
I am Willie, my bride. I can't help but wonder why. Do those that lie here know why? Do they die? And today believe when he answered the call. Did he really believe that this one would end to all? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying would all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Do they beat the drum slowly? Do they play the fife lovely? Do they sound the dead march as the lover you down? Did the band play the last Boston chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the fall? Did they beat the drums slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the dead march as the lover you down? Did the band play the last Boston chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the fall?
Thank you.
All right, coming to the end of my show. Thanks for listening out there. This was The Irish Show, WVKR, every Tuesday morning for 2 hours. And you can check out my website online. It's irishradio.ny.com. So again, take care of yourselves. We'll do the same thing next week. I'm going to leave you with the Dublin City Ramblers. Slán.
Of all the money that e'er I have, I spent it in good company. And of all the harm that ever I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So come fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they are sorry at my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they would wish me one day more to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I gently rise and I softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. Oh, if I had money enough to spend and leisure time to sit a while,
There is one fair maid in this town whose only has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, I own she has my heart enthralled. So come fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all.
Give